Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an Urban Echo Jungle Vocal Texture Riser in Ableton Live 12, and this one's got attitude. We're not making a shiny pop lift, we're making a gritty, smoky, haunted transition tool that can push a DNB arrangement forward with real tension. Think dark intro, halftime switch, 8-bar lead-in, or that last bar before the drop when everything starts to feel like it's leaning into the room. The whole point is to take a short vocal phrase and turn it into something that moves, breathes, widens out, and makes the drop feel earned. Now, why use a vocal instead of just noise? Because vocals cut at DNB tempos, especially around 170 to 174, you need transition elements that read fast. A vocal texture has identity. It can feel human, gritty, and memorable in a way that plain white noise just can't always deliver. It can also sit really nicely over breaks, ghost notes, and bass movement, so it becomes part of the arrangement instead of just sitting on top of it. Let's start with the source. Choose a short vocal sample, a one-word hit, a spoken phrase, a rough voice note, a chopped ad-lib, something with breath, consonants, or a bit of edge. Those little irregular details are gold here, because once you start filtering and delaying them, they turn into texture. Drop the sample onto an audio track and trim it down. Ideally, you want something around a quarter note to one bar, maybe a little longer if the phrase has a nice tail. Don't worry about keeping the whole lyric. In fact, it's usually better if you don't. You want a fragment you can reshape. If the sample needs warping, keep it musical but don't overclean it. If it's more melodic, try Complex Pro. If it's more like a spoken chop or a rhythmic hit, beats or tones can be a better fit. And if the source already has personality, let some of that mess stay in there. In drum and bass, a little ugliness can be a feature, not a flaw. Now for the motion. Open the clip envelope and automate the transpose upward over the build. A small lift might be +3 to +7 semitones over 2 or 4 bars. If you want more drama, push it up to +7 to +12. The main thing is to make the last bar feel like the real takeoff. Don't make the whole section climb too evenly or it starts to feel flat. You want the ear to sense momentum building, then suddenly opening. You can also play with the warp markers a little so the phrase feels like it's dragging forward into the bar line. That subtle pull creates tension. It gives the riser that leaning into the drop feeling that works so well in darker DNB. Next, we shape the sound with processing. Put an audio effect rack or just a simple chain on the track and build it in a sensible order. A great starting chain is EQ8, auto filter, saturator, delay, and reverb. Start with EQ8. High pass the vocals somewhere around 140 to 250 Hz, depending on the sample. If it's getting cloudy, take out a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. And if there's harshness around the upper mids, maybe dip somewhere between 2.5 and 4.5 kHz. The goal is to carve the vocal into something that sits above the low-end action, without fighting the kick and sub. Then move to auto filter. Use a low-pass filter and start it pretty closed, maybe around 500 Hz to 1.5 kHz. Automated opening up to 8 to 12 kHz by the peak of the riser. Add some resonance too, maybe around 10 to 25%, just to give it a more vocal, honking lift. This is where the texture starts to feel like it's opening up from the inside. Now add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Try somewhere around +2 to +8 dB. Soft clip can make it feel denser and smoother, while a harder clip style gives you a rougher, more aggressive edge. If the sample needs extra grime, you can also use redux before the delay for a bit of lo-fi bite. Just keep it subtle enough that the consonants still read clearly. This is an important teacher note right here. Don't just add effects because they sound cool in solo. Every move should support one of three jobs: identity, motion, or space. If a processing step doesn't help one of those, leave it out. That's how you keep the riser focused. Now let's build the echo trail. Delay and reverb are where the Urban Echo part really comes alive. For delay, start with something synced to the track. 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 can all work depending on how busy the arrangement is. Heap feedback around 18 to 35% for a build, and automate it a little higher in the final bar if you want that trailing, slightly panicked bloom. Make sure the delay is filtered so it doesn't clog up the low mids. For reverb, try a decay around 1.8 to 4.5 seconds, pre-delay around 20 to 45 milliseconds, and cut the lows and highs so it stays controlled. A low cut around 200 to 400 Hz and a high cut around 6 to 9 kHz is a good starting point. And here's the trick. Don't drown the sound right away. Let the space grow over time. Early in the build, Keep it more direct and dry. Then as you approach the drop, open up the reverb and let the delay start blooming into the gap. That contrast is what makes the transition feel huge. Once you've got the live chain behaving, it's time to commit. Set up a new audio track and resample the vocal performance in real time. In Ableton, you can route the output from the original track or use resampling as the input. Record a full pass while your automation is moving. Capture a 4-to-8 bar version if you can. This step matters a lot, because resampling turns the effect chain into an editable audio asset. Now you can chop it, reverse it, duplicate it, or treat it like a piece of arrangement material instead of just a live effect. If the take feels good, consolidate it and trim the start so there's no unnecessary dead space. Now make a few versions, a 1-bar lift, a 2-bar medium riser, and an 8-bar build version with a longer tail. That gives you flexibility across the tune. Drum and bass moves fast, so having multiple lengths of the same transition tool is seriously useful. Now let's give it width and motion without wrecking the low end. You can add chorus ensemble, frequency shifter, or utility carefully. Chorus ensemble can widen the upper mids and add movement. Frequency shifter, even with tiny amounts, can create a strange unstable drift that feels eerie in a very cool way. Utility is your control tool for stereo width. Try keeping the width around 110-140% on the riser layer if it needs to feel bigger, but don't let the low frequencies spread out. Anything below roughly 200 Hz should stay out of the stereo image. If the vocal has low resonance, high pass it more aggressively. Your kick and sub need that center space locked down. A really good approach here is to think in layers. One layer can be more centered and intelligible, and another can be wider and more atmospheric. The narrow layer gives you the vocal identity. The wide layer gives you the air and the drama. As you approach the drop, the more atmospheric layer can take over while the more direct layer fades back. That contrast feels massive. Now we place it in the arrangement. In D&B, vocal risers work best when they support the phrase structure. Use them in the last two bars of an 8-bar section, the final bar before the drop, or as part of a halftime switch or breakdown handoff. A simple arrangement could look like this. Drums and bass tees in the first 8 bars, then the riser begins quietly and filtered. Then it opens up through the next few bars, and by the final bar you've got more delay, more filter opening, and maybe a slight pitch lift right at the end. Then you cut it, hit the snare fill or impact, and drop into the full groove. Pair the riser with a reverse cymbal, a snare build, a small sub glide, or even a brief drum stop before the drop. If the track is more jungle focused, let the vocal answer the break edits. If it's more rollers or neuro adjacent, use the vocal to push against a bass pause so the res or bass line feels bigger when it returns. And here's a really useful production habit. Don't automate everything continuously. Pick one main panic lever for the last bar. Maybe it's the auto filter cutoff. Maybe it's delay feedback. Maybe it's reverb wet level. One strong automation move often works better than 10 tiny ones. For example, you might open the cutoff from 3 kHz to 12 kHz, raise delay feedback from 22% to 38%, and bring reverb wet from 12% to 28%, while dropping the clip gain slightly, so the sound feels like it expands instead of just getting louder. That kind of movement creates real anticipation. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make it too bright too early, don't leave too much low mid-range in the vocal, don't widen the whole thing too much, and don't drown it in reverb from the start. Also, always test it with the drums and bass. A riser that sounds amazing solo but disappears in the full mix isn't done yet. If you want a darker, heavier version, try reversing a duplicate and tucking it underneath the main rise for a suction effect. You can also use a gentle compressor sidechained from the drum bus if the transition feels crowded. And if you really want that D&B call and response energy, let the vocal rise create tension, then have the bass answer on the first beat of the drop. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. In the next 15 minutes, build 3 versions of the same vocal riser in Ableton Live 12. Make a 1-bar version, a 2-bar version, and an 8-bar version. Use EQ8, auto filter, saturator, delay, and reverb. Automate the pitch or clip transpose upward over 2 bars, resample one pass, and check everything in mono with utility. Then place each version into a rough D&B arrangement and see which one feels right in an intro, which one works before a roller drop, and which one hits hardest before a halftime switch. The big takeaway is this. Take a short vocal phrase and turn it into a controlled, gritty, forward-moving transition that pulls the room toward the drop. High-pass it, shape it, move it, resample it, and place it where the arrangement actually needs tension. If it feels like the vocal is dragging the track forward, you're doing it right. And that's the vibe. Human, dark, functional, and just a little bit haunted. That's your Urban Echo Jungle Vocal Texturizer.